This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Jordan's former crown prince, Hamza bin al-Hussein, said in a video recording Saturday that he is under house arrest and had been told not to contact anyone. Hamza issued the recording after the country's military had told him to halt actions that are used to target the country's stability and security. Army Chief Youssef Hounetti did not specify what such actions were and denied reports that Hamza had been arrested. In Washington, State Department spokesman Ned Price said the United States is closely following the reports and called King Abdullah a key partner of the United States and said he has our full support. King Abdullah dismissed Hamza as heir to the throne in 2004 in a move that consolidated his power. Prince Hamza has been largely pushed into the political wilderness since he was dismissed as crown prince. Pope Francis has urged his coronavirus-weary flock to not lose hope, even through the continued dark months of the pandemic, as he celebrated a scaled-back Easter vigil service at St. Peter's Basilica on Saturday. Due to social distancing norms, only about 200 masked people were allowed to attend the service, which marks the period between Christ's crucifixion and his resurrection on Easter Sunday. For the second year in a row, the Vatican cut out the traditional sacrament of baptism for a handful of adults to limit the chance of infections. Usually a long late-night ritual, this year's vigil service started earlier than usual to respect Italy's 10 p.m. curfew. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Security forces in central Myanmar opened fire on anti-coup protesters Saturday, killing at least five people. We get more from AP's Sarah Bassett.
Human rights group Assistance Association for Political Prisoners says mounting violence since the February 1st military takeover has killed at least 550 civilians, including 46 children. Nearly 3,000 people have been detained or sentenced, according to the group. Threats of lethal violence and arrests of protesters have failed to suppress daily demonstrations across the country, demanding the military step down and reinstate the democratically elected government. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The Associated Press has learned more about the man who rammed a car into two police officers outside the U.S. Capitol Friday, killing one of the policemen. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
A U.S. official tells AP Noah Green had been suffering from delusions, paranoia, and suicidal thoughts. Police shot the 25-year-old after he jumped out of a car, knife in hand, and charged the two officers he struck. He later died at a hospital. The official tells AP investigators have spoken with Green's family and are focused on his mental health as they work to identify a motive. Meanwhile, the officer killed has been identified as William Evans. Known as Billy, he was an 18-year veteran of the Capitol Police and a member of its first responders unit. Ben Thomas, Washington.
At least 10 people were killed on Saturday when a suicide bomber struck makeshift kiosks in the Somali capital Mogadishu hours after Al-Shabaab militants had attacked two National Army bases outside the city. An information ministry spokesman said a suicide bomber blew himself up under trees where poor mothers sold tea, milk, and the narcotic leaf khat. Ismail Mukhtar Omar told Reuters news agency that more people were wounded in the attack. Earlier, Somali military forces and Al-Shabaab militants clashed in early morning attacks in the southern region of Lower Shabelle on bases in Awdegle and Biriri, some 30 kilometers apart. Heavy casualties are reported on both sides, but numbers are difficult to confirm. A procession of floats carrying the mummified remains of 22 pharaohs, including Egypt's most powerful ancient queen, snaked through Cairo Saturday evening in an eye-catching parade to a new resting place. The mummies will undergo 15 days of laboratory restoration before they are showcased individually in their new home in an environment reminiscent of underground tombs. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd,